This Consumers Real Estate Show is brought to you by American Real Estate Media, the country's top consumer-oriented media company, bringing you all the greatest resources and latest information in all things residential real estate. Now here's your host and answer man, Barry Miller, along with consumer guy Larry Stanley.
Yes, we are. The Barry and Larry Show, all kinds of things happening as we get ready for 2018, but we're still working. Numbers are still happening. More important, the numbers are buyers are continuing to buy, Larry, up and down the Front Range. Sellers, however, are and have taken a holiday, and good for them. The inventory is, honestly, the inventory is lower than it's been all year. We'll hear later in the show the lowest days of inventory, both in Colorado Springs and Denver, than any other time this year. And it'll happen for another week, you know, or so, until probably about January 8th, 9th, or 10th, and the sellers are going to come back. It'll be with a fury, much like last year, or the beginning of this year, I should say. But, Larry, it is an active time for buyers, and good for buyers. What have we said for decades and on air for years and years? December's a phenomenally good month, typically the best month, typically the best month to make a deal. Builders like to get homes off of the inventory, and so does the individual home seller.
That's right, Barry. It is a great time of year, and if you are a buyer, you can look at houses when you're ready to look at houses. So you don't have to look on Christmas Day. I doubt if anybody really wants you walking through their house then anyway. But the day after Christmas, go and take a look at a few houses. Doesn't cost you anything.
And sellers are ready. If that house is on the market, they are ready. Oh, speaking of houses, Larry, some other new numbers came in this last week, two new numbers, both numbers saying, oh, this is the highest number of new homes being built in 10 years. This is the highest number of used or resale homes in 10 years. We are almost back on a steady basis. A month, 1 month does not a trend make. But we are, Larry, at the end of this year, at the numbers of new homes per year. That's approximately 1.4 million across the country. And used resale homes going under market, going under sale, going under contract, about 5 million. So in round numbers, prior to the Great Recession of 07, 08, when it started, we would always say there are about 6.5 million homes being sold each year. We're back at that number, 6.4 million. That's close. That's rounding down to reality, 6.4 million. This says some good things about the economy.
You're right, Barry, but the interesting thing that's also occurring is the number of houses for sale have dropped precipitously around the country. It's not just a Front Range phenomenon, but the whole country has much lower inventory than it's normally seen.
Oh, sure it does. Sure it does. And that's been going on in Denver for now 3+ years, Colorado Springs in its first and second year of that happening, as is the rest of the Front Range. The other thing, Larry, a big U.S. Census data report came out in Colorado. A Bureau of Data also looked at it, and we have over 77,000 people coming to Colorado a year. That's counting births and net in migration. That's a huge number. However, no larger than the last 2 years. The numbers have been holding there. And a lot of people say, why? Why are people coming to Colorado? Let's just round it off as we do to make the number memorable. 75,000-ish, I believe, was the number. And what does that mean? We're approaching 5.6 million people in the state. Why are people coming here? Typically, well, that four-letter word, jobs.
Well, there are plenty of jobs. But the other thing is, this is just an area of the country where people want to live. We have reasonably good weather. We have the mountains, which everybody loves to go into. And, you know, it's just we have reasonable taxes. We have reasonable regulations. So it's a place that people want to come to.
Larry, I just have to interrupt. Do you think buyers really look to see what kind of regulations or income taxes we have?
No, but the industry does.
Jobs do. You got it. The companies do. You are right on. And they're coming here. And there's pressure. Younger people who travel the world and the United States more than prior generations are discovering Denver. And in the college population, I know we talk about millennials, but that's many years. But in the college population, Denver and Colorado Springs and the Front Range and Ski Country USA are really, really probably the number one hit to live, maybe not for spring break, but to live for years. So it is caught on. It has quite a big future. But again, it's the jobs. And as you said, the climate is right for companies to bring new jobs to Colorado. So we continue on a big growth. By the way, we were only the eighth growingest state in the country. So that says some things. So even though it's happening and people wonder why, put it in perspective, and we're still only number eight. Granted that I forgot all of the top seven, but two of them were Idaho and another small state. So you're looking at small states, and that throws off the percentages.
Okay, so this is on a percentage basis, not an actual...
Percentage basis, okay. Yes.
Got
it. And remember, some of the bigger states are going to have a lot more than that, and they're a lot more than our gross numbers of people coming, and yet their percentage will be smaller. But so we're right up there. So good market to come. 2018, don't have to do much predicting. It's going to be much like 2017. We've said it last week. We said it before. Likely the year-over-year increases might be 7 to 8.5% for the Denver area, likely 8 to 9.5% for the Colorado Springs area, and that's just a tad under what they were in 2017.
And, Barry, one of the things I've noted is a lot of the prognosticators are saying that interest rates are not going to go up very much next year,
mm-hmm.
and that we're going to experience still very low interest rates.
Well, yeah, likely so, and little increases. You know, last year we missed the mark. We thought, you and I thought, yep, it was going to go up 0.75%. Oh, my gosh, it's gone up maybe 0.25% all year. That's probably what 2018 will be. So it's good. But we like to plan for a better reality, a safer reality. I'd plan on 0.25 to 0.75% increase in 2018 if I were a home buyer, just to be safe.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about that is, there's no doubt that the Fed Reserve is getting ready to increase interest rates. They're saying 0.75% next year.
Just like
the warning they gave us. But it's not going to impact interest rates for houses.
Just like in 2017. Let's face it, we've known it for decades, yeah, Larry, as economists. That short-term prime rate used to be the word, you know, but that overnight bank rate, et cetera, same thing essentially.
Yep.
That short-term rate does not ever directly affect mortgage rates, indirectly, but maybe there's five steps in between. But unlike 20 years ago, a step in between is what's going on in the world economy. That was not as big a factor 20 and 30 years ago as it is now. And that evens some things out on the international economic platform.
Yep. And, yeah, I guess I'm surprised that mortgage rates are not expected to go up more. My gut would have told me they'd go up, you know, a half to a 0.75%, but it looks like that's unlikely.
I'm on the fence on that one. All the studies I'm seeing are putting me on the fence. I'm saying, okay, yeah, they may go up 0.25 to 0.5% in 2018, and I think that's the best plan. But that sure is a far cry. They're going to go up to 6%. Of course, you and I know when they were at 18% and the world did not come crashing down.
Well, it sort of did. That was a difficult economic time for not this country.
But not as rough as the Great Recession.
I agree with you.
So in the Great Recession, even, we got through that, even though there still are some people suffering, and we have to be compassionate for them, as we should be, economically speaking. This is Barry Miller, longtime consumer advocate. I am a proud broker owner of Miller Stanley Real Estate, along with Consumer Guy. Never been a licensed broker, doesn't want to be, won't be, no need to be. He watches the real estate market from the consumer eye. Purchased how many homes in that long family
11
career? 11 homes in 7 states, sold 10 of them, had more than 21 agents. So if you add 11 plus 10, that's 21, but more than 21 agents, because he did terminate an agent or two along the way when they were not performing. You always have that prerogative. Keep it in mind. Of course, it's the holiday season, so we want to talk about sharing and caring. We thank all our sponsors. We thank KOA. We thank iHeartMedia. They've been wonderful with us. They're going to continue for the next year, and we're looking forward to yet another year with you, the listeners. For now, we're going to take our first break, but then come back. You're going to hear Larry's view, some insights on the new tax rules.
We got a problem, folks.
We all have problems.
I mean, how do you charge and don't do the work? This is wrong.
But there's someone who can help.
Now the guy's jig is up. We know about him. People, beware.
Troubleshooter Tom Martino. Mornings at 10 on 630 KHOW.
Tis the season, cold and flu season, that is. Let the Exogen Temple Scanner help your family get through the holidays in a healthy way. With accuracy backed by more than 70 clinical studies, the temporal scanner makes for a great stocking stuffer.
Your family is getting a gift. Huge Christmas savings at Century RV. Up to $50,000 on big units and new camper trailers below $10,000. New giant showroom north of 6th Avenue between Kipling and Sims next to Woodley's. CenturyRV.com. Century RV.
Are you looking to get out of your timeshare with 100% guarantee? I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. We have helped thousands of timeshare owners get out of their timeshare legally and ethically. We have an excellent track record and we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call us today for a free consultation at 855-551-7066 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com at 855-551-7066 or LoneStarTransfer.com. We will help you today.
Mustang Sally. Mustang Sally. What does Mustang Sally say about this new tax law? Let's take a look at the initial view on the new tax law with your friend and mine, Larry, Consumer Guy, with Larry's View.
Thank you, Barry. Warning. This is my opinion about the new tax law based upon limited information that I have received at this time. One of the biggest changes will be in the nearly doubling of our standard deduction for married people to $24,000. Because of this increase, most people will not have to itemize deductions anymore. This means that your mortgage interest rate will not reduce the amount you pay for taxes. So, one of the major advantages of buying a house may disappear for most of you. Now, if you are buying a new house with a mortgage over $750,000, you cannot deduct interest on that portion of the loan that exceeds $750,000. The old law allowed mortgages up to $1 million. So people in the upper middle class and the rich will be unfavorably impacted, but I doubt if this will really hurt most of them. Finally, no one really knows how charitable donations will be impacted, as they will not be deductible for most of us because of the doubling of the standard deduction. Stay tuned for more information as I gather it.
You bet, Larry. That's a good oversight, good pertinent oversight for our listeners. We're talking about real estate, the impact on our listeners. And Let's put mortgages over $750,000 in perspective for the Denver area and the rest of the Front Range. For the Denver area, mortgages over, mortgage, a single mortgage over $750,000, way, way less than 5% of all the mortgages are $750,000 or over, and the rest of the Front Range, less than 2.5% of the mortgages, just to put that in perspective.
Yeah.
But I like the way you put it in perspective and saying, yes, and typically those with a mortgage that high have tax accountants and have tax loopholes and loopholes are not a negative thing. They have tax rules that say, oh, it's not going to be a huge impact.
Yeah, and, you know, they also realize that that's just part of the cost of the house and they're not worried about it.
Yes.
And they don't have the financial issues that you and I have.
Sure, Barry. That most of us have. And the other item is that standard deduction going up as high as it is, that took into consideration the impact of the mortgage interest rate change. So it's not a negative factor in most circumstances.
That's right. And that standard deduction going up is a Christmas present for most of us.
And we'll see how we utilize it, and we'll see, you know, how it affects. But it is. And it is just what it is. It's the new rule. That's the new tax law. And thank you, Larry, and thanks, National Association of Realtors, for doing their constant work and putting data out and information. That's only one of Larry's resources. He finds them on his own, as he has for decades, to help us right here on the Barry and Larry Show, your real estate gurus and your friends here. Well, Larry, One thing that hasn't changed at all, because of the tax rules, and that is the need for a top agent when you are a buyer, the need for a top agent when you're a seller. I asked Kathleen Chiris not to call in today because I wanted us to praise her. I wanted you and me spontaneously to say all the good things that we know happen to all of our listeners who call her. Do you want to share your thoughts on that from the overview, and then I'll give two or three real specifics?
Well, let's first explain what Kathleen does. Kathleen is a matchmaker. She finds real estate agents for you in any part of the country. It doesn't have to be just on the Front Range. It's just simply a coincidence she lives in the Denver area.
She does everywhere in the country.
That's right. It's very important. And so when you call her, she gets a feel for what you need and what requirements you have for a real estate agent, and she'll recommend usually two or three agents. So you can go out and interview them and find the one that's the best fit for you. These are top agents. If an agent makes a huge mistake, she drops them from her list of available agents. She does that all the time, because she's looking for those agents that really are the cream de la cream.
Larry, just that aspect of her role, the statement you just made, she drops them. Therefore, she is your strong arm when you're a buyer or a seller, because if you're going with the agents that she has vetted, and by the way, 99%+ of the time, they remain through the transaction the top agent. Should one of those top agents go south, go sour, go negative, go lazy, very, very few of them do, but once in a while, apparently they do. If that's during your transaction, she's right there with you, terminating that agent, helping you terminate that agent, as we do with many of our listeners who call us. We will always help them terminate the agent when we gather the facts, and more importantly, find the next right, correct agent for those people. She does that. And I want our listeners to know they don't need a Kathleen to do that. You, the listener, can do that on your own if you put what kind of a clause in your listing contracts, whether you're hiring a seller agent or a buyer agent.
You want a termination clause in the
contract.
Of
some type.
That's right.
Because you have a right to do that. if the agent turns south, turns lazy, turns negative on you, and that is a good thing. But she's right there. That's how good she is. And her services are free.
That's right. It is free to the consumer. I just wanted to point out also, Barry, that, you know, you'll get recommendations from friends and relatives of agents that you might want to hire. Interview them along with a couple that Kathleen recommends and pick the one that you're most comfortable with. It may be the one that's recommended by your friend or family, but it's likely it is not going to be that one. But be fair to yourself and take the time to interview both Kathleen's recommendations as well as the ones that your friends recommend.
I can't say it better. You've got to interview two or three. And now, what's the one exception that I have? And I think you may or may not know this. The one exception I have that is saying interview two or three.
Go ahead and tell us, Barry.
If you've had a phenomenally good experience with your agent when you bought the home, that agent may or may not be wonderful when you sell the home. They may not be an expert person, so it's not that one. That's a common thought that some of my realtors, you're going to recommend because I was a good buyer. No, there are only 3 or 4% of agents who are really top agents on both sides of the transaction. So your odds of going with the same agent are at best 3 or 4% in your favor. But when you know why they are good on both sides of the transaction, I saw many top agents right from all up and down the Front Range, especially from Denver to Greeley to Fort Collins to Loveland to Longmont to Boulder. Top people from those organizations are good on both sides. And I was with them this week. What a pleasure to be with that kind of a top tier of agents. They can do both sides, but most agents cannot. So what it is if you know that the agent you worked with is good on both sides and you know why they're good on both sides, stay with it. So the key is to filter those agents that you worked with before that you found fine for you. Are they going to be as fine when you shift roles rather dramatically from a buyer to a seller?
And there's no harm in interviewing a couple more. Give Kathleen a call at 303-758-4040. Give her a call. She may recommend someone that you like even better than your old agent. It's worth a few minutes of your time to do that.
And here's what I want to say about the words you just used. Your old agent, Kathleen, has been doing this for 20 years. I was with her when she started her company, Larry. I have seen buyers, especially buyers then. She focused on buyers in the first years, but built up a national reputation of helping consumers find the best buyer agent. Then for at least a decade now, she has worked buyers and sellers. She is the best. There's no one better in the country than Kathleen. And I want to put out this thanks from a seller point of view and a buyer point of view. Thank you to Kathleen Chiris. You listeners owe it to yourselves to give this gift to yourselves. Get your iPad out, get your notepad out, and when you or any friend of yours or any family member needs a top agent, you have them call Kathleen Chiris at 303-758-4040. This is the time of the year for giving and sharing. Every day is. When your friends, your family members, or you need a top agent, you call 303-758-4040. Sure, it's fine if you say Barry and Larry suggested it, but you don't have to. She gives everybody top flight service every time.
Absolutely, she does. And Barry, I know you're not going to like what I'm about to say, but too bad. If you're looking in the Front Range, don't forget to consider Miller Stanley Real Estate. We are your consumer advocate when it comes to buying and selling a home. We do it differently than anybody else. Give us a try. Give us a call at 303-888-3788. 303-888-3788.
Larry, we have been on Kathleen's list for all 20 years and happily have serviced hundreds and hundreds of consumers from that process and will always match our services against anyone when it's in a geographic area or a profile of a seller like marketing that is in our, what do they say, roundhouse. Where we are experts. We're not experts in all areas. That's what separates us from many. We know what we don't know. And if we can't service an area, we will say, we're not the best. Here's a phone number for you to find the best if we don't know someone in the best. I'm teaming up with top agents in Longmont and Loveland because we haven't grown there yet. And I do know those, but I don't know top agents everywhere. Kathleen does, or she'll find them. 303-758-4040. Larry, I just thought end of the year, beginning of 2018, our listeners need to know that's of utmost importance, and that's why we dedicated this time to her in the positive way so that we could give that time as a gift to our listeners. 303-758-4040.
And Barry, thank you for doing that. I hope Kathleen has just a very merry Christmas and a great new year.
She will, and we want her to, and she deserves it, and our listeners deserve that top, top quality. So do it. Give her a call, and stay tuned. We're going to take a break, then we're going to come back and hear from Barry's World. Think again about getting a local lender.